You know, one of the things, Tom, we think about, you know, the conversation goes to reopening the economy. It's a question of, you know, what are some of the treatments out there for this virus? Is there a vaccine even out there for this virus? And so the focus is really on the big pharma companies out there. Gilead is one of them. Valerie Baumann is a senior healthcare reporter for Bloomberg Law. And Valerie, thanks so much for joining us. As we talk about Gilead, it's got this drug out there called remdesivir. Tell us where that is. How important is that into the treatment? And is that going to be a real big play for the treatment of this virus?
Hi. Gilead just received FDA authorization on May 1st for emergency use of remdesivir. And so it's the first medication backed by early clinical data to be made available to fight coronavirus. It's been showing really positive results in shortening hospital stays here in the U.S., even though early studies in China didn't show any difference in patients. The really interesting thing to me is that this is setting the company up for major profits if the drug is successful. However, the company could be forced to license its patents if the drug is approved, if the drug can't keep up with production demand, from what I'm hearing.
What is the drug going to cost?
Well, the company is mum on this. I wasn't able to get them to call me back, but analysts at Piper Sandler say the company could reasonably price the drug at $4,500 for a round of treatment, which typically is 10 days. And they could still generate more than $2 billion in revenue for the biotech company.
Who pays that? I mean, this is like completely captured the mind of Americans. Is it just understood it's picked up by the insurance companies or the government?
Well, at this point, insurance companies, yes, would be paying the bill. There's also going to be likely subsidies at the federal level to help pay for this. It's unclear how many patients might get stuck paying out of pocket, particularly, you know, as we know, millions and millions of Americans are out of work right now and losing their health insurance.
So, Valerie, I mean, one of the issues here is, you know, if there is a treatment, a really proven treatment, will the pressure not be on this company, Gilead, to, again, either put it out there at cost or put it out there, you know, such that everyone has access to it? Won't there be that pressure either from the government or just from the American public?
Absolutely. The company is going to have to walk a fine line between pleasing shareholders and satisfying, you know, what the public and the government wants. The worst public relations move that they could make right now is pricing the drug too high. Again, no real clear indication what the price is, but it's important to note that the government does have two methods of recourse if they think that the drug is priced too high. One would be march-in rights, which is a provision of the Bayh-Dole Act of 1980. And if the government has helped fund any portion of the patent-protected intellectual property related to this drug, the government has some authority to seize patents for inventions created with government funding and could theoretically march in and go license that. And then and there's also something similar called compulsory licensing, in which the government wouldn't even need to own part of the intellectual property rights, very similar to eminent domain, where they could step in during a pandemic, mandate how it's produced, distributed, or even priced. And also, again, require it to be licensed to another company to ramp up production to meet demand.
Valerie, this has been very beneficial. Valerie Baumann with a senior healthcare reporter, Bloomberg Law, because there'll be a lot more on this drug pricing and the pandemic coming up.